Today's is about geography, Rabbi Yisai. Anybody knows about geography? I don't even know if that's the right term, actually. I don't know if it's within that science. I think it is. And we're going to be talking a little bit about fresh laundry, fresh clothing, within the 9 days, and an interesting halachic development. So, we're going to go through the old Siv Gimel, Rabbi Yisai, I hope. So it's because it's one long thing, so we've got to see it in one go, I believe, to get the most out of this. So Rabbi Yisai, we're up to Siman, Tov Kuf, Nun Aleph, Seif Gimel, page 48 in the Dershu editions of the Mishnah Berurah. Shavua Shechal Boi Tisha B'Av. Now we're going to be talking about the Shavua Shechal Boi. Shavua, the week in which the day of Tisha B'Av falls. Shavua Shechal Boi Tisha B'Av. Asurim lesaper lechabes. That's the halacha we're going to be talking about now. Lesaper, no haircuts, velechabes, washing. Now, the less controversial one is the saper, haircuts. That's pretty forward. We can understand, no haircuts, within the Shavua Shechal Boi. All right. Kibbutz is a little bit more complex. So it says as follows. Lechabes, afilu ein yotze lelov sha'ato. So, for now, we're going to see that we look at kibbutz. The issa of washing comes together with the issa of wearing fresh clothing. So we're not differentiating. Rabbi said it's really important. We're not distinguishing between doing a wash and wearing fresh. So now, so he says, you know how to do that. You know how to do fresh, you know how to do the washing. Afilu ein roitzei lelov shato, even if you don't intend to wear it now. Elo, rather, l'ani choyachat Tisha B'Av. So the washing itself is also, even if your intention is to wear the freshly cleaned clothing, if your intention is to wear it after Yom, it doesn't make a difference, because washing in its own right, to do a wash, is also. Afilu ven even ein loy elo choluk echod osu, even if he only has one piece of garment, it's still going to be also. Vechein and similarly, I'm chabasim mekoydem. Whatever he's been washed previously is also also. So that's going back to the earlier point that yes, washing is also, but even wearing freshly cleaned clothing is also also. So even hamachabasim mekoydem, whatever was washed before Shavua Shechal Boi, you're still not allowed to wear that, because wearing freshly cleaned item is also. Whether you are wearing something fresh or you are making the bed with it, a linen for the bed, that's also included in the same issa. So it's not just wearing, it's also sleeping in it, lying in it. And even the towels which you use for drying your hands and the table, that's also going to be also. So even freshly cleaned hand towels are included in this issa. V'chibus, right, full stop. I want to just point out what does that teach you, the fact that it's all in one category? Yeah. I think it's interesting that we all categorize them in one category. So, again, washing is also. Wearing freshly laundered clothes is also also. Garments is also. Bedding is also also. Hand towels is also also. They all go within one category. Okay, let's see a bit further. Vechibus shelonu muta. He says that washing, now it comes from Shulchan Aruch. He says, no, 1 second. Actually, one second, says Shulchan Aruch. Hold on a minute. Don't go. 1 minute. Chibus shelonu muta. Washing, our contemporary washing is fine, says Shulchan Aruch. Avol giutz, perish, ma'avirin. But giutz is also, what's categorized as giutz? Ma'avirin al abgodim, to pass on the clothing, even a stone, cholok, a smooth stone, la'achlikoi, to smoothen it, or to iron it. So that's how they did it. They took a stone which was smooth and they put it on top of the, it doesn't say anything about heat. They put a stone on top of the garments, and that's the way they would iron it. Hence it's probably called ironing. Comes probably, I don't know.
We also call it pressing.
Pressing.
pressing. Maybe after the cat, that's why I got that expression. Maybe.
Yeah. It's funny, it doesn't say anything about heat. I wonder if it was, if it just self-understood, or they didn't use heat for it. Don't know. But either way, he says, kibble shepan. Yeah. I was thinking about it, but maybe it would ruin the clothes. Maybe it was just literally, maybe it was cold. I wonder. But in terms of the 9 days, in terms of Hilchas Ruah Shechalboy, Shulchan says, no, one second, I actually made a mistake. Kibbutz is okay, so washing is okay, he says. But ironing is a problem. Aval gilt shelonu also. For klei pishton, linen, el noem shum gilt. Linen is fine as well. For kibbutz shelonu v'mutter. Okay, we're carrying on. Top of the page. That's with regards to ironing. You wouldn't, but that's with regards to ironing and keeping it for after the Shabbat. But in terms of wearing, even if you're going to tell me that ironing is, even if you're going to tell me that kibbutz is even if you're going to tell me that kibbutz is fine, but nevertheless, to wear it is going to be also. So even if you're going to say that kibbutz is fine, but wearing is going to be also in this Rosh Chodesh. But he says either way, it doesn't make so much of a difference because the minig is to categorically forbid whether it's linen cloth and even our kibbutz nowadays. Whether it's wearing, which is also, here again, that crucial point, that essential halacha, whether you took mat wearing the garment, that's also belechabes velaniach, or whether it's to wash it and wear it. So the washing is also again, and the wearing is also. Ve'ein lehokel bedova. You may not be lenient in this matter, Kevin Chenugo, since that is the solid minik. For college came the avshad the medina nami also. Could even be that it's not just a minik, could be that mamash halacha. So either way, you may not be lenient in this matter. Now he says as follows. There was a rationale to say that perhaps kibbutz is okay. He's just explaining to us why this rationale is unacceptable. You could have perhaps said that kibbutz, washing clothing, is okay. But he says, Lemaisa, the reason he said, that would depend. You could have perhaps argued that washing is fine, but he said that depends on the area. If you live in, says as follows, the kibbutz shelonu kori gilts l'shalb din bovel, shen mislam din yof levishim emeim akurim. He said that in Bovel, there's an argument to say that washing is okay, because the water there tends to be more dirty. The water is akurim. The water is a bit, not dirty, I should call it. The water is murky. And therefore, it doesn't get completely clean. So you could have argued that perhaps in Bovel, the washing is permitted, because it doesn't get completely clean. But, Bovel is not a country which has got mountains, with groves and hills, Eretz Yisrael, like Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, it's certainly also, because the water is clean in Eretz Yisrael. However, in Bovel, the water is more murky. You could have argued that the cleaning is permitted over there. The kibbutz shel Sha'arotzo is epshel shel kibbutz Eretz Yisrael ve'oso. Interesting. So that's the geography part of the day. Pardon? Yeah. Because the washing doesn't go so well, there could have been an argument to say that washing in Bovel is permitted. The Ma'aseh Shulchan Aruch says you can't rely on it, but it's just an interesting svara. Gives us a bit of a lesson about the water quality in previous generations in Bovel and Eretz Yisrael. Interesting, because it tells us that. So why is the water quality in Eretz Yisrael better? Because there's mountains and hills. And so what is that? So it is there for what? So what does it help us? The fact that there's mountains and hills, it floats there from there. I thought it was something else. I feel that it's got to do with the minerals. Aboisai, geography. Anybody, geography? Doesn't the water get cleaned through the rocks and stones, the minerals, as it descends from the mountain hill? Pardon? A filtering process. That's what I seem to remember from my primary years. Geography. I did at times listen in the lessons. Yes, I did. And that's what I seem to recall. Is that correct? As opposed to Bovel, which is a very flat land and there is no mountains whatsoever, the water gets murky and remains. Yeah?
That's interesting. The Gemara,
about Sukkos Yom Tov. So it says, Noshim, Anoshim Hagim Sameach, with not Basavian. Noshim.
Pogodim Sivonius.
What?
Pogodim
Sivonius.
Yes. Ah, beautiful, absolutely, what a comparison, very good. He said, guilt perhaps is talking about soap. So when we talk about guilt, forget about ironing, nothing to do with ironing. The guilt, which is also is about soap. Yeah, you're not allowed to soap your clothing, that's what the problem is. Forget about ironing, but kibbutz ha'inu b'mayim levad, and kibbutz is defined by just water alone. ובזמן הזה אין מחפשים במים לבד. ונמצא שכל קיבוס של זמן הזה, have a guilt, למעשה, forget it, you're not allowed to do any kibbutz, you're not allowed to do any washing, you're not allowed to do any ironing, ועושו מדינה אפילו כקלבישנו לא אופשן מיום. ועונו נוי אגין, and I'm going to add another more, which is הלוח למעשה. So, הלוח למעשה, what does that mean? ועונו נוי אגין, our custom is, says the Ramo, להח מי to be stringent, בכל זה, in all these things, מתחילה זו שחדש, פעם שחדש עומץ. Not only, what does Shulchan Aruch say, when is it not? But not only Shulchan Aruch, but rather you've got to precede that from Rosh Chodesh onwards already. Had a chatan until after the fast day. Im no letzech mitzvah. I want to get to that in a minute. Mitzvah Hashem. The only exception is im no letzech mitzvah. The only exemption when are you allowed to do any washing is letzech mitzvah for mitzvah purpose. What's the prime example for that? Could go in Isha, Loveshes Levonim, a woman who needs to wear clean white clothing, that's considered Letzorech Mitzvah, Letzorech Mitzvah Tzvila, Muteres Lechabes, she's allowed to wash, for Lilboish Levonim to wear freshly washed clean white clothing, for Leatzia Tachteo and to wear it. Avol, but Betisha Bavatzma, with regards to Tisha Bav itself, Loi silbash levonim. She's not allowed to wear fresh. She's not allowed to wear fresh clothing. Rak leveshes choluk boduk yofe has to be used, but clean. So she's not to wear. She's not to wear clean, but it has to be used and not fresh. Vechein similarly another example for tzorech mitzvah. So we had a tzorech mitzvah example number one. Tzorech mitzvah example two is vechein lichvoy shabbos for honor of shabbos loivshin klei pishton humatzin levonim k'mo b'shas shabbos. You're not to make Shabbos with fresh clothing and fresh bedding. That's permitted as well. K'moy b'shal Shabbos, like on any of the other Shabbos. For also leading kelim mechaves. Okay, let's leave that this part for now. Nope. It doesn't mean that. It's only talking about to. Yeah. Now I think that if there is, I think the example is the Mishnah discussing Sifkot Lamed Aleph. There's a consensus in the voice. If you can alternative Sifkot Lamed Aleph, let's just jump into it right now. We're going to go to early Mishnah late in a minute. Yak lebesh choluk botu glofe Sifkot Lamed Aleph. V'imein lo, if she's got nothing else to wear, his kima be'achronim the muteres lilbosh choluk lavon. Yeah, letzorech mitzvah lo gozu. One second, that's not what I wanted to show you. Yeah, in Sifkot Chavtes. If need be, you can wash it, but that's... Yeah. Rabbi Yisai, why is it also to do washing? Why is it also? So what's the problem? What is the problem? Why not allowed to? I understand haircuts. I understand... What else? Chasanas? All right. Understand... Music we spoke about yesterday greatly. What's the problem with washing? Surely it's not a simcha to do washing. Oh, yeah. So that's with regards to the wearing fresh clothes. It gives this person a certain... Yeah, absolutely. A person feels different when he wears fresh clothes than when he doesn't. Absolutely. So that is that. Yeah, what about doing the washing though? So that's in terms of wearing fresh clothes. What about... actual washing. Yeah, washing is not a great... person doesn't normally get great simcha and joy by. So, I'll tell you what the Mishnah Berurah says, and here comes a bit of a controversial discussion. But, before we're going to do that, I want to look at Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Chof. Haha. Yeah, Sifkot Chof. Asum and Lesapeh. So, that's we go to the haircuts. Okay. The Elin Atilas it's Sipur 9. What about... Cutting nails in the 9 days. What's the halacha? Rabbi Yisai, cutting nails in 9 days? Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Yesh deus ben achronim, it's a machloikas achronim. Ochen etzorech tefilas mitzvah v'van ha'shori." When it comes to tefilas mitzvah, for sure it's permitted. But never mind that. V'chen lichvot Shabbos, also for Shabbos, you're not to. Kigoyin shechal tishah b'av b'Shabbos. Shori b'erev Shabbos little tzipanayim. Yes, on Friday you may cut your nails. So erev Shabbos chazoin. Despite all the restrictions, according to Mishnah Berurah, you're allowed to cut your nails on erev Shabbos chazoin. I know there are people who refrain from doing that, but Mishnah Berurah allows it. Okay, that's with regards to haircuts and cutting nails. Tzipanayim. Now the Mishnah Berurah Zivkon Chav Aleph gives us the reason why. Why? But why is kibbutz also? Zivkon Chav Aleph lechabes afilu denire kemesiach daito meavelus. Because it appears as if you're Messiah Daito Meavelus. It appears that you are Messiah Das. You are, what's a good translation for Hesachadas? Let's look for good, accurate translation. Hesachadas. Divert the mind. That's good. I like that. Divert the mind. You're not focusing. Your mind is not focusing, concentrating on the morning period, and therefore it's not also. I'll tell you what my thoughts on this are, and this is lehalocha beloy lemaisa. Rabbosai, the person who puts in, why is it that a person who puts in a wash? I've been struggling with this for probably 10-15 years with this question. And this is a controversial point, and it's again halacha lo lemaisa. Rabbosai, this is not halacha lemaisa, it's just a thought, something to ponder, something to think about. Why is it that kibbutz is considered Hesachadas Mavelus? Why? Why? Imagine, picture yourself doing the washing at home. Is that very foreign to you, to the washing at home? Yeah? So you picture yourself, you take it, you put it in a thing, you shut the thing, make sure it's properly thing, and you press a couple of buttons. Why is this considered Hesachadas Mavelus? Why? You know, the wearing, I'm fine with. Because yes, you get a certain sensation. When you put something fresh on, you know, it's part of, instead of putting something dirt. I can hear that. I'm fine with it. But why is it considered Hezachadas of a Venus to... Why? What do you say?
Why is it different from washing dishes?
So washing dishes... Oh, good. Okay. I think I'm with you.
We associate clean clothes with having enjoyable showers and hot showers and baths. It's a bit, so because we associate the two things together, it's odd to have really clean clothes but a really dirty body. And because the two things go together, maybe they're in the same breath. We know that washing... The is definitely
for him. Okay, I'm good. Yeah, I hear that. You make the comparison. Good. Rabbi, I want to tell you what my thoughts are on this, and whichever of I spoke to disagreed with the halacha. In principle, yes, not halacha. Rabbi Sai, there was years without prior to the invention and the manufacturing of machines. Yes, there were such generations. And how did people wash their clothing in those generations, Rabbi Sai? So they took, it was a massive deal. It was called the Yoyim HaKvisa. It was a whole day. They took their clothing, the family's clothing, they went to the river, or that's if there was a river. If there was no river, it was even more complex. And they'd go there with a soap and scrub it. It would be called a whole day's work. And I know there was a lot of, generally wanted a Thursday, if it was not, you know, it was a whole deal. And then afterwards you have to dry it out in the sun, and if it rains, it was a whole big deal. It was a big deal until the manufacturing, until the commercialization, yeah, of the machines. It was a big, big deal, the washing. It was a very big deal. Now, if that's the case, and it was that the case, I totally appreciate the point why it's considered Hesachadas Mavelus. You're busy. You're very busy. You're busy cleaning the water family. You come with a big thing. You're busy. Yes, a person who is cleaning your whole family's worth of garments and clothing, you're mesich das from the avelos. And you're making everything clean. You know, it gives you the kick to have everything nice. It's a lot of work, but everything gets clean. Everything is nice. Look, everything is white and nice and clean now. That's definitely considered as das avelos. However, nowadays, that all you do is you. Is that called Hesachadas Mavelus?
No. Why is it different than, what did you say? Washing dishes. Now nobody says washing dishes is a problem.
It's still quite interesting. The washing, the drying, the different clothes, the powder.
I would argue that.
You've got to sort it out.
All right. You're saying there's still an element of tichin.
It's still a horrible tichin. Still is. It's just less of a horrible tichin than it used to be. It's still a horrible tichin.
Especially, you know, you've got your whole family, you've got quite a lot of clothes.
It's a lot of clothes. It's a lot of clothes. Yeah.
Old socks.
But generally, the household duties, we don't find generally the household duties are categorized as Hilchatas Avedos. Only this one is. Have I said that? If that's true, and if according to this Mahalach of thought, and I am wrong, there would be a strong distinction to make between it would be color. It turns out that according to what my understanding, that it's not proper as Hilchatas Avedos nowadays, and be some leniencies in terms of. Could be some leniencies in terms of washing now, of washing clothing nowadays. And that's what I'm saying. It's a loch of the lemaise that no posting would allow this.
But would you agree that ironing would still be?
Yeah, ironing probably. Absolutely. I feel in terms of ironing even more so because I believe that people are much more careful to have an iron shirt nowadays than what the ironing was. Hundreds of years ago. I don't know. I'm not sure, but I think that probably there's more people are more makpid on that than. Because we've got more equipment. So, yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with you that ironing would still be included in that. Heba said this is just a machshava I had. So towel is also within the same restriction. Yes, correct. So what people do is that people will generally be... the same... we're going to talk about it a different shear bit, Mitzvah Hashem. Just like you people repair bit, preparing as it is, you know, their shirts and wearing things that, if you wear things a little bit in advance, then you can carry on wearing it a second time during the 9 days. So they do the same kind of thing that they would do the hand towels, they would use hand towels that have been used a little bit beforehand. Alternatively, there's a mahalach within poskim that say that we're going to see that later, that items which are full of zeya, we're going to see that later, that items which are. Which absorb a lot of sweat, and so the closer to our bodies, these you're allowed to change on without any restriction during the 9 days. Okay, pardon? So therefore, some poets can want to say that just like big day zeah, you're allowed to change, so also hand towels, which are full of germs and dirty, will be within the same category as well. Again, some poskim, however, recommend, and they say that it's not so hard nowadays to prepare those hand towels in advance. It's not such a big deal. You've got plenty of hand towels. So therefore, if there's a possibility of, you know, preparing them a little in advance and use them a couple of times beforehand, before that makes it a bit more lenient. Okay, Rabbi said we're up to 5:30, so therefore I will refrain from doing a summary. We'll continue with Shem tomorrow. We'll continue to see Dalla tomorrow with Shem.